Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Welcome back to the English with Kirsty podcast. And for anyone who's listening in January 2025, Happy New Year. I hope it's a really good year for you. So I've decided not to follow the trend. I'm not going to talk about, you know, plans for the new year and what you want to change and what you want to do differently, because I think that there's too much of that. And sometimes that creates a pressure that isn't helpful. But I do want to talk about some things that I've changed, because that will affect you as a podcast listener. So I know that anyone who follows me on my social media channels on LinkedIn will know what I've been up to, and probably anyone who follows my newsletter too. But for anyone who only follows me via the podcast, there have been some changes to English with Kirsty, and they will affect how the podcast will be in 2025. So I just want to tell you what that's going to be, because my focus has changed. And maybe that will be good for you. Maybe you think, oh, no, that's not what I want. So it's up to you. But I do want to just explain a bit about what's happened, because 2024 was a very different year to the one that I thought I was going to have. But in other ways, it was a really nice year and exciting. I did new things that I hadn't expected to do at the beginning of the new year, because that's always the things with plans. You can have plans, but then life happens and new opportunities come up and new ideas. So most of what I create now is based around seven main topics, seven areas, because I've become a bit more focused in what I'm doing on specific things. And so everything I create now fits into one of these seven. And I wanted to share with you what they are so that you'll know what will be happening. But before we get into the content for this year, I wanted to mention that English with Kirsty, the podcast, will be 10 in June 2025. And, or is it May? I'm not sure. In the summer 2025, English with Kirsty will be 10. And I would like to do something to celebrate that. So if anyone has any ideas what that could be, let me know. It will probably be something online, because it makes sense that the listeners are online, and I'm based in the UK, but I don't really focus on the UK. So it would have to be something online. But I don't know what we can do, some kind of meeting, some kind of event. But if any of you have any ideas about what it could be, then let me know. And I've just checked, because it would annoy me not knowing. It's actually July 2025 will be 10. So yeah, if you'd like to help me celebrate that, or if you have any ideas what we can do, then let me know. So going back to the seven main topics, one is that I've been doing a lot more work with translators. You've noticed that we have had some translators on the podcast sharing their stories, and I'm looking forward to speaking with some other people. I've got some plans to bring a few more on the podcast, because I think it would be really good to hear their stories and to learn from them. So that's because I now have a course that I'm running for translators who want to speak English. So people who are very focused on the written word, who use English maybe as their source language, but who don't have many opportunities to speak. And that's something that we redress in the course with a group of other translators, so that people are learning with people in a similar position to them. It kind of makes sense, because a lot of the stuff on other business English courses is aimed just at people who are working for companies, and that's not what freelance translators do. So the idea is to bring together a group of people with similar interests and similar situations, and practice speaking skills and different situations in which they would need to speak English together. So because of that, the podcast will see some more content from translators, and that will be relevant for people who are doing more public speaking when they perhaps haven't in the past, or, you know, presenting your company and what you do to other people. So the next thing is my mentoring program, because a lot of the people that I work with have good English skills, but they don't feel that they can really be themselves, and that can be a problem when you're trying to, especially when you're the face of your business. So for freelancers, small business owners who are talking about what they do and making building relationships with potential clients and existing clients, sometimes that has to be in English, and sometimes it's just difficult to be yourself in another language. And I know about this too. So there will be content about, being yourself, discovering who you are in that other language, really being able to express yourself. And that feeds into the mentorship program, which I have, which is called Discover Your Voice in English. So it is about learning English, but it's not your average English course because it's really focusing on the individual experience for everyone. So that is a one-to-one program. That's not a group, about really being more of yourself when you speak English, and what's maybe standing in the way of that at the moment and what you can do about it. Okay, so the third thing I'm doing is we've seen a couple of episodes last year relating to this, but about people who create content, whether they are trainers or course creators. And they've decided to offer that in English as well. So the people that I've been speaking to are people who are well established and have been doing this for a long time. And they share their stories. And I hope to have some more people in that situation as well, because I think it's really good to learn from them. But I also offer something for people, whether or not you see yourself as a course creator or as a trainer, or maybe you see yourself as someone who's diversifying and offering the knowledge that you have in your first language and then offering it in English as well, I can support with that. So my consultancy service is for people who have existing programs or webinars or training, and they now want to make it available in English. So that's number three. So you might see more content about that. Number four is more of the general stuff that I do. So I haven't stopped offering customized courses and one-to-one English lessons. It's still there. It's not so much the focus of what I do, but it is there, and it is available for individuals or companies, to bring groups of employees. So I do that, and as a result, I will still be creating content, more general content about learning, about good ways to learn, about how we learn, speaking with people involved in learning in other ways. So that covers the individual training and the one-off workshops that I run. I had a few one-off workshops last year. There'll probably be some more this year. But this is a lot more of the general content around learning language and the things that have worked for people. I also have my own experience, because I have three additional languages, so I'll be bringing information from what I've learned, from what's been working for me, and from the language exchange group, which I'll talk about in a minute. So the fifth thing is, well, it's very relevant to this because it's the podcast and maybe the blog. Maybe I'll come back to writing more again, but the podcast is one of my priorities, so will continue to be one of my priorities for this year. So I hope to be bringing you interesting conversations and maybe bringing back some of the people who have been on the podcast already. So it's not just about interviewing them, finding their stories. It's also about having conversations with people about subjects that are important to me and to the podcast listeners as well. Okay, the sixth thing is the Conversation Club. And I know, because you had a couple of episodes last year, I brought you an episode from each of the groups with people talking about what we do there, how it helps them to improve their English. The club is still a priority. I will be talking more about that. I'm working to build these groups. I've got some lovely groups at the moment, and I have plans for opening a new one up. So the club is still very much a priority. And the seventh one is about community building and networking. So I have a couple of events that I run, mainly publicised by LinkedIn. One is for networking for language professionals, for people who have something to do with language, whether that is as a translator, interpreter, language teaching, voice artists, anyone working with languages in a broader way. And I also have the independent learning and language exchange meetings, which are for, it's not a course, it's a way for people to share their experiences and maybe find new language exchange partners, but really to share what's been working, good resources, things like that. So it's not about learning. I'm not teaching something, but it's about bringing together who enjoy learning independently and who want to do more of it and talk with others about it. So that those meetings are free to attend. That the club is a paid membership, but the networking and the language exchange are free because it's about meeting new people, building our networks and developing meaningful business relationships and maybe friendships too with people that we come across. So everything that I do will be based around those seven themes. Now, in some ways, this is nothing new because I've been working towards this for the latter part of last year, but I was aware that I didn't say anything about it as clearly on the podcast. So that's what I'm doing to start 2025. And I know that not all of these things will be relevant to everyone, but I hope that some of them at least will be relevant to you. If you have any ideas about what you'd like to see in the podcast, then let me know. And equally, if you have any ideas about what we can do in July, let me know as well. And yeah, have a wonderful start to the new year. I look forward to maybe meeting some of you at the events. And if you would like to share any feedback with me about the podcast, the email address is there, feedback@englishwithkirsty.com. So you can let me know your feedback there. And yeah, have a wonderful week and I'll be back again soon.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.